Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Pinckney to Pinckney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinckney. The struggle that has taken place in recent years at Benton Harbor is a case in point, one that holds a numerous of lessons for the American people. The fight in Benton Harbor is a war. It's no conflict. It's the real deal. It's a war on whether America and the residents of Benton Harbor have prosperity and democracy and clean water or live in poverty under the heels of corporate rule. Let me say this. This has been a tremendous week for the residents of Benton Harbor. They're not used to victories. Unfortunately, they never really tasted, you see. They don't know how it feels to win. They don't know the formula of winning. You have people here who have never done anything in their whole life. Nothing. But sit back, you see. But you got to understand the power of stupid people. Never underestimate the power of stupid people, especially in a large crowd. The only thing I'm trying to do right now is accomplish something. There are no rules here, none. We just want to make sure we're doing all the things that we need to do, which is important, which is very, 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 very important. Let me say this also. Earlier this week, I got received a call from a young man who's a strong supporter. He said that some of these elected officials was trying to badmouth me. I can understand that, because you never underestimate the power of stupid people. Never. They don't know how to do anything. They're just worthless. You out there voting for these people, and they're worthless. Absolutely worthless. They've done exactly nothing. They only do what Whirlpool Corporation want them to do. That's it. They only vote the way Whirlpool Corporation wants them to vote, you see. Black people don't get it, you see. All the hell that we have been through, yet we try to please them. We want them to like us, you see. That's why I said never underestimate the power of stupid people. This guy told me, he said, well, Reverend, they were saying that, I stopped them. They said, Reverend, we don't want to mess with Reverend Pinckney, you know. And he said, well, I don't know why. He's the one who brought all this about. Why would you not want? You don't even know how many lives that Reverend Pinckney has saved. He said every single member of your family, because you don't know. And then let me add this. Once again, never underestimate the power of stupid people. So he said, none of this stuff that's going on in the city today would be happening if it wasn't for Reverend Pinckney. You guys have done nothing. He's doing the work that you guys should have done. Being in your power to try to shut this man down, and you have failed. That man is born to win. These are his exact words. He said he's born to win. He said, I watched him for many, many years, how he tear into people, how he deal with people, how he makes sure that the residents of Benton Harbor is not pushed aside. Let me say this to some of you brainy people. This is for you, you see. This is strictly for you. This man stood up to these guys and told them that if it wasn't from him, we don't know where the city of Benton Harbor and the residents of Benton Harbor, the lives that he has saved. He said he probably would have saved your mama, your daddy, your children's lives, and yet still you so busy kissing up to these white folks that you can't acknowledge or see this. You want to get recognition for something that you have not done. Yeah, you were talking to elected officials. Who was telling them? And this guy, his face done blew up, man. He's so disgusted because he didn't expect this. He's a dummy, you know. And what was so important about it, he laid out all the stuff that I have done. You see, he said, now, ain't no way you can top this in 100 years, what he have done. You know, he changed the justice system. He did that. Juvenile life first. He got them out. He then got 23 guys out of prison. You see, they have served over 800 years. Yes, he have. He have got them out of prison. This is his work. Now tell me something you have done. Name one thing you have done. And the poor guy couldn't name anything. He said, now this guy don't want to talk to me because I laid it on the line. Well, let me say this. Regardless of what happened, the truth going to stand. Stand up for what's right. Stand up for our children. Do what's right. And if you do what's right, nothing else matters. Let me say this. The elected official here in the city of Benton Harbor signed a contract with Harbor Shores to build the golf course, the Jack Nicklaus signature golf course. And these $500,000 homes surrounding the golf course. All that would have been good, but here's the problem. They also signed a contract that says it's going to be converted over to St. Joseph, Michigan. And all the taxes for the next 10 years go into an escrow account, and when it becomes St. Joseph, Michigan, they take the tax money with them for the whole 10 years. We're talking $20, $30 million. This is how dumb these people. That's why I tell you this. Never underestimate the power of stupid people. That is the stupidest thing I ever heard. And they walk around like they have done something. They want to take credit for stuff that they didn't do. Not one of them have done anything to help this community. Not one. There's 9 elected officials. Only 2 of them is decent. That's Commissioner Adams and Commissioner Griffin. The others are sellouts. One of them say, follow the process. And he don't even know what the process is. One of them is full of bed bugs, you know. One of them is a drunk. We have it all here. One wife came in and said she's a single parent and got 6 kids. Is that the type of leadership you want? Is that the type of leadership that you want to follow behind? This is why in Benton Harbor there's so many shootings. You can't even call the police here and for them to come out. They want to know whether the person need help is black or white. Oh, yeah. I know you don't know that, but that's the truth. But unfortunately, we dig our own hole. We dig our own grave. And we're pushed right into it. And we allow it. Here's something that the community say that you need to think about this. The reason why I voted for this person is because I went to school with him. If that's not the stupidest thing I ever heard in my life, I mean, it's so dumb and stupid that I would be embarrassed to tell someone something that's stupid. But this is what I went to school with. Well, he was stupid when you went to school. He was a dummy then. That's if he went to school with you, most likely he was a dummy. The reason why I voted for him because he went to school for me. Who is that stupid? Is the reason you voted for him so they can so St. Joe could take all the taxes over to St. Joe? I'm talking about millions and millions of dollars. I ain't talking about no chump change because these are some very, very expensive homes. They don't pay no taxes right now. None. That's why I pick it the tournament, because somebody got to bring awareness to this. You see, there's nothing more important than bringing awareness to what is going on here in the city of Benton Harbor. See, I'm not the only one who thinks that these elected officials are stupid. It's obvious Whirlpool, Cornerstone Alliance, all these white entities, they know that they're stupid. And they know that they can buy them lunch and get whatever they want from them. Lunch. Unbelievable. We have it all right here. We have drunks, elected officials, real drunks, what do they call them, smokeheads or whatever it is, we got them, and they're elected officials. And then the people give the excuse why they voted for him. They went to school or voted for her. They went to school with them. Unbelievable. Who's going to believe some crap like that? I mean, think about this for a second. And then we cry. Oh, they doing this to me. The man doing this to me. He's doing this. No, it ain't the man. You're doing it to yourself. Because you want to vote for somebody because you went to school with him. And he was a scumbag when he was in school with you. So now you still want to vote for these guys. Oh, before I get too far into it, don't forget the Sample of the Year Award. You'll be able to vote for the Sample of the Year Award starting July 1st. All you have to do is send it to my email. And my email is banco9342@sbcglobal.net. So we will be voting for the Sample of the Year Award, and I'm expecting a lot of people to vote. So everybody vote your choice. You know, we got the mayor, Marcus Singer. He's favored to win again. Then we have Judge Mayfield. Then we have Dan McGinnis, the chief of police. Mayfield is a judge over at Barron County, but she ain't worth a nickel. Then we have the chief of police, who should have been fired 5 years ago, but he's still here. Then we have the seats, the mama seats, Marletta seats. We got her. She's definitely a Sambo. And then we got her son. They run it as a tag team. So make sure you get your votes in. July 1st will be upon us shortly. So make sure, and we're going to have a big ceremony in December for this. December 1st, we're going to have a big ceremony. We're going to talk about it, and we're going to show people what we can do. We have to stop these Sambos. These Sambos are going a little bit too far. We're sacrificing everything for these people. So it's time that we change. Let's stay focused and do what needs to be done and make sure we're doing all the things that we need to do. And don't forget, the Sambo of the Year is a big-time award. It's all the cities now has adopted this. Detroit was the main one. Agnes Hitchcock, she's the one started it. And then when I told her about the mother-son, she was excited about it because she said that is the first time in history we ever had a mother and a son nominated for the Sambo of the Year Award. And those of you who like it, you got to vote for them individually, though. You can't vote for them as one. You can vote for the mom, and you can vote for two out of the five. Each person can vote for two out of the five. So that way you can vote for the mama and the son. And to make sure that they're on the list and make sure that they're doing what they have to do. But I tell you this, we cannot underestimate the power of stupid people. And black people, stop crying. Some of this stuff is your fault. So I want you to stop crying, stop underestimating stupid people, and stop trying to vote for something because you went to school with them. That is too stupid. That's stupid right there. That's the stupidest thing I ever heard. But we got to move on. I got to bring in my first guest. I have to bring in my first guest. And we must take it from there. Wow, this is exciting. I'm really excited. But we got to do what we got to do. So let's make it happen. Let's do all the things that need to be done and make it happen. I think we can do this. I think that we can move this to a whole different level. I think that we can change the way we do things around here. I think all this stuff is good. So I got to say, at this time, that is all over but the shout. Let me bring in my first guest, Annette from Louisiana. She will be my first guest. And I want her to talk about, because everybody should be signing up for this. Nobody should not be signing up for this class action lawsuit. So my good friend Annette, talk to me.
Good morning.
Hey, how you
Hello?
Doing today? Hey, Reverend Pinckney.
Yes, Reverend Pinckney, and I can never say enough. That's what we must do. We must celebrate these victories. And again, we must know that we are the victor. We are more than the conqueror. And so, and then we must celebrate accordingly. Again, what happens is that whenever you're winning, they get even more angrier and they come at you even more harder. And I want to share with everyone just on the other night, there were 47 rounds that were fired into my son's home. And it was nobody but the mighty, mighty angels of God that protected them. And they actually were the ones who were arrested and taken to jail. And the police said there were no evidence. They cannot pursue it. And so now when we're having people, and this is the second time that this, when we're, and there are children who are involved as well. Now, when we're having, where we cannot be in our own home safely, and the police are not even giving us any words of encouragement or even just words of support or making sure that they are going to be doing what they can, and maybe they may be the perpetrators who are doing this. So, again, one of the things that we really want to stress is that we must be vigilant. And we must continue to move forward no matter what. No matter what threat come up upon us, it's our understanding that to whom much is given, much is required. And when God is protecting us, no weapon formed against us are going to prosper. So, in that being said, we did file into the federal court, into the district of San Diego, moving it out of Nevada after finding out from the Pandora Papers that Nevada is one of the states that is actually hiding the Davis Brothers Lumber Company heirs money. And we need every single body on next Sunday. Next Sunday is the church, the foundation, which is New Prosperity Baptist Church celebration of 134 years. On next Sunday will be the celebration of Juneteenth. On next Sunday will be Father's Day. But also on next Sunday, it is time for us to take our place upon the throne and take back everything that has been wrongfully stolen. We must do a press conference and expose really who we are. We must find out what it is that we have, and we must claim it. Again, we got to blow the whistle on this contaminated water. And a lot of my journey also started in Sacramento, California, with the contaminated water. Here in Sacramento, it is so contaminated that they have, it is a Superfund site. And there was a detection in the water well where all of the women came up pregnant, I mean, had miscarriages. The women, the children having alarming rates of cancer. Again, all over the country, I'm seeing where there is this relentless environmental injustice. The black mold. The black mold in our community. And again, all of these things are so associated. When you're having contaminated water, it's going to contaminate your pipes. It's going to contaminate your air ducts. It's going to, it contaminates everything. And so that turns into a lot of the black mold. And in Vegas, we filed a multi-million dollar lawsuit against the Southern Nevada Regional Housing Authority and the Sambos that are on the boards and on the housing. And this is what we're finding. Almost in any housing authority, we got these Sambos, and they are there to actually be a voice to speak against the people who they are supposed to be protecting and serving and who the money is allocated for by the federal government. So now we have all these people coming in from Ukraine. They are stepping up at the top of the line. We are having all this homelessness situation. So you're putting veterans, people who are paid into the tax system in the United States out on the streets, and then you're letting the people from Ukraine who has never worked here, lived here, played here, or signed their name on a dotted line to be a veteran who put their life on the line for this country, and yet they can go to the top of the line, go right into nice, beautiful, environmentally safe homes. And this is what we are getting. You're right. It is not them. It's us. We have our people. If anything that COVID-19 showed the whole entire world, when they did that lockdown, that shutdown, there was so much mental stress and trauma that probably will never recover from what the entire world experience, but this is what our black brothers and sisters are enduring when we're having to repeatedly go to jail, be locked down, be locked up. This must stop. On June 19th, which is next Sunday, again, remember, we have the McDonald's Mondays, no fast food on Mondays. We have the Ticket Tuesdays. No lottery, no gambling. No lottery, no gambling Tuesdays. We have the Walmart Wednesdays. Do not go to Walmart. Please listen to me. Do not go to Walmart on Wednesday. Whatever you do, do not go to Walmart on Wednesdays. No convenience stores, no 7-Eleven, no Jiffy Mart, no Quick Mart, no Kmart, no convenience stores. Thursday, this is a very important day. This is a very important day. This is Thirsty Thursday. With these gas prices being so ridiculous, no one buy any gasoline and no one get any alcohol on Thirsty Thursday. This is a very important day. And just as important is Foreign Friday. Foreign Friday, do not go to any foreigners. Because, again, we're the number one consumers. We must use our weakness and turn it into our strength. And we let people know that we are business partners. We're not a consumer. If I'm coming in your store, that's the only way your store can operate. If we don't do business with you at all, then you have no business. So we want it to be understood. You only shop on Black Friday with black only, O-W-N only, Friday. Shop only at a black businesses on Fridays only. It is so important that we are at the table. At the table on June 19th, we're getting ready to sit down at the table. We're here. We're the game changers, and the game getting ready to change, because what is going to happen, and we don't care what culture you are. We don't care. Money is green, and we haven't seen no green people. And if you're not doing business with us, it's just a simple fact. We will not do business with anybody who do not come to the table and say, this is how many jobs, internships, this is how much money. If we're giving you this kind of money, it's a scale. We're going to check your income taxes. And you're going to do, if you're not doing business with us, we're not doing, you do a little business with us, we'll do a little bit. You do, hey, it's on the level, we're on the level. So again, we have our money to do everything that we need to do for ourselves. We do not need, now go on the Davis Brothers Lumber Company and pull it up for yourself of Ansley, Louisiana, and then go to YouTube and see we have $32 trillion. So again, we don't need you. You need us. And that is what has happened. The Davis Brothers Lumber Company has been the sharks for all of the world's richest people. And, of course, they're going to continuously want to come after us because they don't want this information to get out. They are doing this war. You are so right, Reverend Pigney. This was a fictitious war. These shootings, it's mind control, it's game stalking. I mean, it's so much of the negative energy. But we also have a plan, and like I said, this is a show. Each and every time that you come on, all of your listeners, please have a paper and pen ready to take information, because, again, it's so much positive information. I want to share this last piece of information with you, Reverend Pinkney. The Deacons of Defense. The Deacons of Defense was founded in the hometown where I grew up, a native of San Diego, California. But, of course, the Davis Brothers are my roots, and that's out of Ansley, Louisiana. But when they ran them off of their own land, and my grandmother and them said that they refused to work for people who had taken over what belonged to them. So they left the land, and they went to a small town named Jonesboro, Louisiana. And this town was the first town in the nation to have armed black men who came out and protected their community, the women and the children. And I can remember this very vividly. So I would invite everyone. There is a young lady. Her name is Tanisha Benson. She is the producer at WXTYZ, Channel 7 in Detroit. Her family is from Jonesboro, Louisiana. They remember as well as I the Ku Klux Klan riding through. And, of course, how the black men, they came together, they organized, and they even have a FBI file that have been disclosed and disclosed and downloaded. So we are asking people to please make sure that you you Google the Deacons of Defense. Of course, we need to protect our community. I will be going to Columbus, Georgia, because, again, this is where a lot of this terrorizing my family and me, and I have had to go to different jurisdictions to try to get protection, just like anyone else, just like my forefathers and mothers, and like my great-grand ancestors. This is still going on today. So it's about us having solutions, being able to move forward, calling out these Sambos. And I'm telling you, I'd rather deal with Mr. Charlie any day, than to deal with the Sambos that have been, do you hear me loud and clear?
Yeah, I hear you.
Any day. Yes, I would, any day. And I'd rather deal with Mr. Charlie than deal with any black female woman. Do you hear me? As a black female woman. Any day. Any day. And I noticed that all of these housing authorities, that they really want to go and take these black female Sambos with lipstick and throw them, and they want to pick out anyone in their tribe, and they want to be the one to step on them. They don't want them to shine. They want to put their lights out. They do not want to see the one who is trying to come up and the crab coming out of the barrel. I mean, no. So this has got to stop today.
Yeah.
It must
but
stop.
But you know what?
Today.
Listen to this, and that only way it's going to stop is we have to stop it. You know, they got some new Ku Klux Klans now. They got black faces.
Yes, they are.
All they're doing,
they're
killing. They're killing and killing and killing for no reason. And look, that white devil got his foot all up your butt, and you ain't saying a mumbling word. If somebody step on your toes, you ready to kill them. But here's the problem. We accept all this. When you accept then you just as bad as they are. But look, I got to move
you
on. Don't forget about the show tomorrow. I'd like you to come and talk a little bit tomorrow because I want to get this out there. I want people to know about these things. And, you know, once we give them the information, it's on them to do what they want to do. I tell people all the time, my job is just to give you the information. And what you do with it is on you. I can't make you, like what they say, you can't take a horse to the river and make them drink, you know. And that's the thing that we got to do. We got to keep moving, though. We can't allow these people to continue this way. We got so many Sambos in this country that it's shameful, but nobody want to call them out. Nobody. Call these devils out because that's what they do, you know. And we got plenty of them down here. This is a small town, but I tell you one thing. I mean, we got more Sambos down here than you would ever imagine. And don't forget, anytime you hear somebody say, I voted for him because he went to school with me, just call him stupid. That's what you got to do. All right, I got to go. But listen, let's talk some more. And if nothing else, tomorrow. I want you to come on the show tomorrow.
Send you some information. Thank you so much for the opportunity. God bless.
All right now. Let's take care of business. And anyway, here's another thing. You know, they're bringing them Ukrainians over here. Now, remember this. The United States is behind this war. They're behind this war. They are the ones behind this war. They are the ones. They're sending billions and billions and billions of dollars to Ukraine, you know, because they engineered this whole thing. And what they don't want you to know, anything that these white folks touch, is devastating to the world. They don't do nothing to help nobody. Remember that. This country would never do anything to help anybody. They only want to do stuff that would enhance their ability to put more pressure, especially on the black folks, because they're going to bring in their own white folks after a while. On that note, let me bring in my good friend from Detroit. Let me bring in the one and only Marcina. Marcina, Cole, talk to me, Marcina. Talk to me.
Hey, it's been a while, Reverend Pinkney. Just hanging in there. Know a lot of things been going on since I hadn't been on your show for a while due to illness. But what's happening is just overwhelming. It's really mentally stressing us out across the country. But I wanted to target what's going on with the violence across this country and the world. And every day it's like it's a new shooting at schools. 288 schools in the United States since 2009 mass shootings, and majority of the perpetrators, the murderers, let's call it like we see it, is white men. They don't want to talk about that. They don't want to say nothing about domestic terrorism. You know, they're still being protected, those shooters, They're killing many people's babies, school teachers who are going to the schools to teach. The children are sent to the schools by their parents, and then they don't come home. When they come home, they're in a body bag. And this is a norm in the United States. We have more mass shootings than across the world. But they can't blame it on the Muslims. They can't blame it on the black people. But we can pinpoint, pin down on the wall, it's white supremacy. It's the white men who support the National Rifle Association. They claim all these mass shootings across this country has a lot to do with mental illness. Don't give me that. Of course we got mental illness across this country. We done dealt with pandemics and, you know, endemics, murders all over, even our own black community. But when we have a consistency with white folks, white men, you know, to be violent and carry AR-15s, and you got some states that you don't even have to have a permit. You don't have to have a permit, and I believe one of them is Idaho State, to carry a weapon. Now, you know, our state in Michigan, now you carry a weapon, as far as I know, you can get up to 2 years if you have not registered the weapon. But now you got for these white men to carry a weapon, they don't have to have nothing. So you got these folks, and yeah, some of them do have mental illness. But the issue is that the frequency of what's going on with the gun violence is that it's been stamp of approval by the white politicians, the conservative right wingers. White supremacists, they support that because they support the National Rifle Association, because they have, at the Capitol, they have these NRA lobbyists in place. So the money, you got to follow the money. These politicians is supporting NRA. They do not, and I say it again, they do not care about the young children who have been gunned down in these schools across this country. So the last one in Texas, teen children, you know, numbers were going up and down, but the scale was 21 to 22 people got killed. Majority of them were children, Hispanic community. And this young boy came in there and shot those kids. Those kids could have been here today if the police, the law enforcement, called Uvalde, Texas. Some funny name like that. That's where the school was, Robb Elementary School. And you had a resource officer before the officers came in inside the school. He actually passed this young guy who had these assault weapons to kill the children. He was hiding between cars, and the resource officer could care less. He kept on moving. Really? So then you got the law enforcement. It came out later, after those children had gotten murdered, gunned down, poor babies. I pray for the family, for those children. They're not here no more because they went to school. They didn't even take to go to school. You got to teach your kids in your own house. But moving forward, you got the police for an hour outside, didn't even enter in the building when the assailant was in the school killing kids. So then you got the head of the, security over there at school. Nobody did anything. He on his radio, really? You know, talking like it's not even in place, a deadly situation. They did not, the school didn't handle it right, the law enforcement didn't handle it right, so we already know a lot of these kids would still be alive today if the police had did their job, the law enforcement had did their job. It's going to be a serious investigation with that case. And so it's not over because the continuation with the schools are shooting, the churches,
the stores in, you know, minorities, you know, you got the Hispanic folks, children got gunned down, they were doored up with Hispanic. You got the churches with black people there, you at the churches and get gunned down by a white supremacist, domestic terrorist. They don't want, white folks don't want to call it like it is. It's in their DNA to be violent. I said it before and I say it again because they pass on to the children. You got these young teenagers out here killing folks. You got a kid to come in the store. He's 12 years old. He got an assault weapon. He claimed they got it from his grandfather. They took him alive. But did they take alive Tamar Rice, the 12-year-old boy, years ago? There was a call to the police department and said he had a weapon, but they thought it was fake. It was fake. But they gunned him down. But did they gun down that child recently who came in the store and scared everybody with this weapon, and he discharged a weapon, or, you know, civilian or whatever? He's still alive to tell it. So you got all this, and then you have Kyle Rittenhouse who came to, you know, during the George Floyd situation, other people who have gotten assaulted by weapons, by these police officers. You have them folks. You have this guy who was shot in the back. And so people were protesting for various reasons, obviously about the police and how they shoot and ask questions later. So you got Kyle Rittenhouse, who went to Kenosha, Wisconsin, drove down there. And he had these assault weapons, and the law enforcement knew it. They knew it to the point where it was recorded. Armed civilians during the time that Kyle Rittenhouse, a young guy who shot and killed two people and injured others, he came specifically to kill protesters because he was a white supremacist. And this armed civilian affiliate with some group, militia group, Boogaloo group or whatever. And they said, do you know what the cops told him today? He said they were saying, we're going to push them down by you because you can deal with them, and then we're going to leave. So they pushed it, what they're talking about, the protesters, they pushed the people, the crowds, and told them to go that way, which meaning go where the armed militia folk were. They wanted them to die. This is why a lot of these law enforcement have a delayed reaction when we're dealing with white supremacy, and they're all over the country. We're not comfortable across this country. We better not be comfortable because these people out here to shoot and kill, they got license to kill. They claim the Second Amendment. Ain't nobody trying to hear them about no 1700s, no amendment. It's a license to kill the civilians, and this is a civil war right now. I said it years ago, nobody paid attention. I had gun violence in the past since 2013. Nobody paid attention. I talked about the police. I talked about the people in the community that look just like me that's shooting us and killing us. We ain't got time for that. We got to deal with the white supremacists, particularly the white males. When you go to the store, and you might not even leave the store alive because the white supremacists, including the law enforcement, is in on together to exterminate black people. So we're dealing with that. We're dealing with health issues that's killing us. We had the COVID and all that. We got all kinds of things that we're dealing with. And it's so sad that we don't come together as one, as a people, we will be diminished. We won't be here. Because white folks don't care about us. They don't even care about their own people. So you got all them demons out there, these fiends, that hate people, period. And you got to stay out the way. You drive, you walk, you take a bus. We're our lives in jeopardy, and now they want to march. We got to wait for them to call the shots for us to take things in action to save our lives, to save our families, our friends. We should be all together as one, as a family. Not the separate family that's in your household, but outside your household. And we're talking about people in the community. Community don't mean that I live in a certain block. Community should be worldwide connected to our ancestors about our lives. Let's think about everybody, the indigenous, the brown people, the black people. We should all be together because there's too much hate going on, and you're dealing with the law enforcement who are embracing these armed civilians. Now, anytime you got a police walking next to somebody with an assault weapon, an AR-15, 14, I don't know too much about guns. I do know they will kill people. The politicians are making excuses and saying, well, it's not the guns, it's the mental illness. Excuse me, who pulling the trigger? The guns, the bullets kill people, and the human being pulls the trigger. So ain't nobody trying to hear that, because white folks are allowed to, the white men who's killing out here, murdering folks, executing folks, they basically saying, you know, hey, you know, we can plead mental illness, you know, and then they'll go to some little facility for mental illness when they didn't kill a whole bunch of folks. They don't shoot them down like they do us. That Patrick Laoya, he got murdered, and they charged him, but I guarantee you won't be no conviction. He'll be sitting behind a desk, or he might get a promotion, and he's going to get, and that cop, that racist cop that took so long over there in Grand Rapids, took so long, the police, the law enforcement took so long to tell the community what his name was. They were covering for him. People don't get it. While y'all marching, they covering. It took them weeks to say, okay, this is his name. And when they did that, I knew that they're going to cover to the point with the prosecutors, the judge, and all the other folks. They're going to be supportive of this man. George Floyd, killer, yes, he got some time, which is very rare. A really low percentage of them locked up. But majority of them do not get locked up for the crimes they commit against black folks and others as well, brown people, whatever. They don't do the white folks the way they do us. I mean, you know, they give them a pass. You know, they can have a weapon, and they can selectively shoot black folks and tell the white folks. And one guy said when he was shooting at a store, I believe it was called Cops or whatever, and the white person that worked at the store, he told them, I'm sorry. Like, I'm not going to shoot you because you're white. But he shot everybody else. Point is, these folks either they claim shot themselves to death, or they basically have them where.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
I got to let you go.
Okay, then. All righty.
All right.
Okay,
all right. All right. That was my good friend, Marcina, and she was on a roll. I just want to remind everybody, do not forget July 1st will be the first time that you'll be able to vote for the Symbol of the Year Award, and you simply vote by sending your request to my email, which is banco9342@sbcglobal.net. And the choices are Marcus Singer, the mayor of Benton Harbor. He was the Symbol of the Year for the year 2021. He won that hands down, practically by landslide. But we also going to have Judge Mayfield, a black chick who I believe is selling babies, getting these folks, taking babies from mama and mama mothers and stuff like that. I think it's a racket that she's involved in. And also we have the Benton Harbor Chief of Police, Dan McGinnis, who should have been fired 5-6 years. Matter of fact, he should have been fired 10 years ago. But unfortunately, companies like Whirlpool and Cornerstone Alliance, they love people like him. Anytime that you're willing to destroy other black people, then you're their boy, you see. And that's really what it's all about. You are their boy once you start destroying black folks. Anytime you're doing something good for black people, they don't like you. They don't like you. Black folks don't like you. You know, it goes on and on and on. And then I can't leave out the twins, the mama and the daughter, the Sikhs. That's important. This is the first time that a mother and a son ever been nominated for the Symbol of the Year Award in any state. It started, like I said before, in Detroit. Agnes Hitchcock, she originated this, but she applauded me for the first time that they could have a mother and a son on the ballot at the same time. So those of you who are out there, July 1st will be the first voting. So be ready, because we're going to get rid of these samples one way or the other. Let me bring in my good friend James. James.
Hey, good evening, Reverend Picnic. You know, the problem with down here in Detroit is a lot of blacks will not speak the truth. The AR-15 is not our problem. We really don't have them. The reason why they want to ban the AR-15s, because it's going to come down to the government against the militia, and they both got the same type of weapons. If you want to talk about banning the AR-15, what about the AK-47? See, they won't talk about that. The AK-47 come in from overseas by the foreigners. See, black people always want to say what the white folks are doing. What about what these foreigners are doing? You're talking about the killing of, I hear women always, George Floyd, what about this black six-year-old baby? If you live in Detroit, you know about it, but you won't talk about it because y'all will not expose these Arabs to doing the killing on these black kids. You always want to say white folks, white folks. White folks got a new friend. It's called the Arabs. That's who's doing the killing down in Detroit. So when you get on these talk shows, don't talk about the white folk if you can't talk about the Arabs. You're talking about the worst killing? How can you hold a six-year-old black baby boy to the basement floor and blow his brains out of his head? Two shots to the back of the head, close range. But you want to talk about a killing in Grand Rapids. What about the 28-year-old black woman held up face down? Two shots to the back of the head, then cut her head off, her arm and her legs. See, black women, tell the truth or keep your mouth closed, because you sound like you with Al Sharpton. That's why Al Sharpton didn't go to Ben Harbor. If you want to talk about white and black women, ask yourself, why did Al Sharpton go to Ben Harbor? He went to Grand Rapids. See, you're covering up for Al Sharpton. You sound like 910 AM radio host. This is why the black race will never succeed. You're evil. We have became more evil than the white man. Yes, we have. We do all the covering up. We do all the covering up. When have you ever heard you got round-the-clock 910 black radio hosts, and they won't even discuss their killing about that baby? So what message are you sending to the black kids? If you're 6 years old, you can't vote. Hell, you can't even live long enough to think about voting. You can't even live long enough to get out of preschool. That is our problem. We'll never get together. This is why we'll never succeed, because I will not ever join a black group that won't support all killing that's done to blacks. All of it. AR-15 ain't our problem. You go to any gun show, you can buy anything. They got military ammunition, military guns at the gun show. This is why the government wants that AR-15 banned. You see what I'm saying? Now, you want to ban something? Ban all the heroin that's coming into the black neighborhood. That's what you should be banning, black women, because that's the only job black kids got in the future. Sell the drugs for the foreigners who's bringing it into this country. That's the problem. See, that's the only job they got. Now, when they get caught, they go to jail. Why do you think Ukraine, the Afghanistan people, the Arabs, they do not live in these black cities, but they own everything in the black city? White man is not your problem. You want to use that as your excuse from telling the truth, because you're going by what Al Sharpton say. You should have listened to Al Sharpton the other day, how he defended Ukraine, but he didn't defend Ben Harbor. See, this is why we are the worstest people. We allow one man dictate and speak for us. Every white-on-black killing, who profits from it? Al Sharpton and Crunk and the family. Speak the truth. When have you ever heard a black man or a black woman get killed by a white officer and they get rewarded $27 million before you even pick a jury? Y'all don't see it? Another thing that's strange. George, I agree with you. George Floyd was murdered. But how would you let them just zoom in that camera and never blurt out his face? Every time during the trial, they just zoomed in, showed his eyes, his lips. So what message is they sending to the little kids that was watching that on TV? They have never, ever, ever did that, showed a person being murdered, and they didn't blur out his face. Black folks, you're being set up again. We always want to see justice, but now we have learned to lie. Just like we know white folks lie, they know when we lie too. Everybody lied about George Floyd. Why is it that his best friend, Lester Hall, sold him the drugs? Lester Hall would not testify. He pleaded the fifth, and that's his best friend, but he was able to benefit from the $27 million. So y'all don't want to talk about that. George Floyd was arrested 8 to 9 different times before that incident. Each time he got in the back of the police car and shut
that down. What, James, what that got to do with him being killed? That he was arrested?
No. No, I agree. I said he shouldn't have got killed. That's not what I'm saying. Yeah. He got killed. What I'm saying is always the woman speak first anytime a black person get killed. No. We need to tell the truth on everything. His friend should have got the same amount of time that cop got because that's an accessory to the crime. It's an accessory. He benefited from that $27 million, but he wouldn't testify for his best friend.
How did he benefit from the $27 million? How did he benefit from that?
He's living good. See, we need to start questioning Al Sharpton when he speak. That's right.
Uh-huh.
Because that's right. We are being set up. And set up again. Any law they pass should be for Dr. Martin Luther King's name, because he's the only real black man that ever did a real job for the whole race. These bootlickers now, they're not for you. They're for their own family. Look at your grandkids and look at your kids. Look at Al Sharpton kids and grandkids. They set for life because the cops are not being punished. They don't pay the silver suit. They pay that much money, they can give them a facelift and put them in another state. Whites don't always look out for whites. It's blacks is not speaking the truth. Stop lying. We need to stop lying and get back to telling the truth like we used to. George Floyd should have never got killed. But tell the whole truth. Because just like we know white folks when they lie, you don't think they know when we lie? He brought Maxine Waters, Emmett Till's nephew, Joe Biden, and they spoke about that. Did he bring him to Ben Harbor? Joe Biden been to Michigan 4 times since he's been in office. Not one time, black radio host on 910, especially Banker Lake, never did say, why don't you go to Ben Harbor? Black kids is dying. Black women, why don't y'all say it? Why don't y'all tell Al Sharpton why you didn't go to Ben Harbor? You're always speaking about what they do to the black men. What the hell is he doing now? I'm going to tell it all. I don't care who don't like it. I don't care. I don't know you and you don't know me. Now we even. Because if you don't start speaking the truth, I'm going to start speaking up for the white cops. So you better stop lying and tell the truth. Don't do Al Sharpton a favor. He's no good for the black race. No.
All right, so we have just ran out of time. Next week, tomorrow at 1 o'clock, we will have a special show. So, Annette, I want you to call in so we can tell every chance we get we're going to talk about that. So on that note, good night, everybody. Next week, same time,